Hey everybody, welcome to the Love Report. You will find us at pattynose.com. For those of you who can't spell patty, it's P-A-T-T-I. Some people go P-A-T-T-Y. The other night I was watching, my daughter was very excited. You know, I promised her come October 1st, The Little Mermaid was being, remember The Little Mermaid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Ariel.
Right, Ariel. So she's dressing as Ariel for Halloween, and she loves Ariel, and we watched The Little Mermaid. And there was a great scene in Little Mermaid when Ariel is so frustrated because her merman dad says, I'm going to make him understand. She's saying this to the fish flounder, right? I'm going to make him understand. I'm going to make him understand. How many relationships have we been in as adults, okay, you know, over a certain age now that we realize they ain't ever going to fucking understand? How many times have you talked in a relationship to somebody that you think to yourself, I'm going to email it to them. I'm going to do it in a text. I'm going to get them drunk. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to talk this. We're going to talk after sex. They're going to understand me. Why don't they understand you?
Most likely your language of love is completely opposite each other.
Tell us all about
that. This is something, you know, there's a great book called The Five Languages of Love by Dr. Gary Chapman. And you have to take a test, an honest test. You don't think about your partner when you do this. And you basically write down how you like to receive and give love. At the end of the test, you compare it to your partners, and if you guys are opposite each other, which I am with my boyfriend David, it's a struggle. We have chemistry, but we do not speak each other's language. So my language, for instance, is touch. If you touch me, I'm madly in love with you. If you stop touching me, you cut me off, you hurt my feelings, and you don't want to ever come near me, kiss me, or hold me, I feel you hate my guts. The second thing is I was raised in a very materialistic family. The way we showed our love was we gave gifts. So if you don't buy me a little tchotchke when you go away on vacation or a business trip, I tend to think you didn't care about me. Now, my boyfriend's is completely different. His is affirmations of love. You should say how you feel. I love you. I can't live without you. I miss you today. If I don't do that, I'm toast. And his second one is the worst one. It's quality time. Well, I'm always giving time, but sometimes my time is on the weekends and not during the week because I'm working. So when I get home, I crawl right into bed and go to sleep. And I don't want to give anybody any more time because I'm timed out. My tapped out feeling is I need to be alone. You know, I'm a Gemini. I need my space. He's a Virgo. He basically wants
He's an OCD animal.
Right, OCD. He wants to get on the couch with me and cuddle up and talk about the sports on ESPN, which I basically loathe. And so our languages are off. Most times people's languages are off. So what's the secret? The book basically says in order for you to get to the other person to understand your needs, you first have to give in order to receive, which means you have to do their language, which sounds so simple, but when you actually start to do it, you feel so uncoordinated, almost like this doesn't feel right to me. For me to have to talk and tell him how much I love him, I'm kind of like, no, I just want to touch you. For me to get on the couch and give quality time, like, don't you know I love you? Do I have to sit on the couch and watch ESPN? So it's very unusual for you to go against the grain. If you're lucky and you have the same language, it's really simple. So it's a really great test to take. One of the other languages is acts of service, which means you took someone's car in to get serviced, you basically took the garbage out, you made it easy for your partner, whatever they were doing. You made dinner one night and they didn't have to. And acts of service is probably the most overlooked language of love because that really is, do you love me? That, I think, out of all five things are, do you really love me? Did you move your car tonight because I couldn't get into the garage? Did you pick up the mail because I haven't picked it up in 5 days? I mean, stupid stuff that we take for granted is probably the number one thing that people overlook. So today, in your life, what did your mate do for you? Little thing. Did he pick up roses? Or did he just do something as simple as like cleaned up the kitty litter from the kitty box? That is an act of love. That is an act of service. Thank him for that. Because if you don't, you're going to be screwed in the end. We don't say please. We don't say thank you. We don't say we appreciate each other. We basically think most of us are being taken for granted on a regular basis. We suffer in silence. We don't discuss what we're going through. And if we get the, hey, let's go to therapy, one party over the other goes, no, that's the beginning of the end. Because I asked David to go to therapy. He said, no, I did this with my ex and we broke up. So everyone has these feelings of, wow, what I think is the way it should be, like Ariel. I'm going to show him. I'm going to prove it to him. I'm going to write him a letter. I'm going to sing him a song. I'm going to get naked and throw myself in bed on him. And eventually...
I'm going to marry a human, I think she
right,
did.
Right, I'm going to eventually make him understand. But nobody could walk a mile in your shoes unless they were you. Remember, a man and a woman think very differently. If we go back to John Gray, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. The way we like to do it is chat, 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 chat. And we like to discuss, and we like to vent, and then we solutionize, and we want to be heard, and we don't want you to tell us what to do, and then figure it out. Men want to suffer in silence, and if they can't fix anything, they basically feel very uncomfortable, which leads to them temper blowing up, and then going, I don't want to help you anymore. So think about that. We're two different species. If you're gay and you're listening, you got a home court advantage on us. You know what the other person is most likely thinking because they got the same equipment as you. But then remember, there's always one person feminine in the relationship and one person masculine. And that's the dynamic that they're dealing with. Whether you're lesbian or you're homosexual, you're looking at this from a point of view as like, well, we're the same, but you're really not. One person's the leader, which is usually the masculine energy, and the other person's the follower, which is the feminine energy. Because every relationship has a masculine and a feminine, a follower and a leader. That doesn't mean you don't switch from day to day. One day you could be the leader, you could be making the reservations and the plans and going out and doing everything, and your husband follows. You're the girl that makes the plans for the travel every year. You're going on that amazing family vacation, you made all the reservations, you booked all the tours, you got the airline tickets, he sits back and he relaxes. Maybe because he paid the bills for the whole year. But eventually, it's going to switch back to him being the leader when you get home. So every day's different. The question is, are you appreciating what that person is doing for you? And most times when people say no.
There's also a thing, too, I think John Gray said it, too, to love someone is to love them the way they need to be loved.
Right.
And that's true love. Most people love somebody. The way they do it is, well, this is my love language. I'm going to love them in my language.
Too
bad.
If you don't like it tough.
Too bad. Exactly.
If you don't like it tough, this is the way I am. And this is, I'm never going to change.
Never going to change.
I was this at 18, yep. I'll be this at 80. But you don't realize that. You are coming together, and even though we're the same species, there's a masculine and a feminine, and we are not the same. We do not process the same. If we go to biology, we women have a corpus callosum that is twice the size of men. We also process on both sides of the brain. We can think and feel and think and feel. Men think and do. Their corpus callosum is small. They only process on one side of the brain. So they don't have that empathetic thing that you're trying to get them to. Don't you feel what I feel?
Don't you understand?
He doesn't feel it because he's not feeling it because his biochemistry says you don't feel, you only do. Now, that's not to say when a breakup happens that a man doesn't suffer. A man suffers twice as long as a woman. A woman processes by crying, grieving, going through all the five stages of grief. But a man will hold on to it for years. And when he's looking for his next mate after the first mate has broken his heart, he compares every woman he meets to that last mate. It's biochemistry that's driving his bus. He's in a cycle that he can't break. Unless he's a very evolved being. I'm sure there's an exception for every rule. But in most men, they're simple-minded. Remember, we came from apes. And that's why they call men dogs, basically. Simple. Women are cats. We're complex. We're finicky. We think things through. We don't want to go near everybody else. We don't like everyone's energy. We piss on our bed when our owner leaves us alone for too many days because we're marking our goddamn territory and telling it like it is. Like, guess what, dude? I can make in the litter box, but I'm going to make your life miserable. Isn't that a woman? A man will just, whatever, right? So you have to think about this. So when you're working on your relationship, put yourself in the other's shoes, even if he's your arch fucking enemy. And say to yourself, what is he going through? How is he suffering? Is he going through a crisis at work? Is he going through a crisis with his ex? Maybe his ex trying to take him back for child support, or he's had problems getting his kids on a Tuesday. You have to think about what he's going through. And then men need to go and look at the woman's side. Oh my God, she lives in a world that's completely different from my mother's era. She's working, she's taking care of the kids, she's paying the bills. You know, she's got to look a size 2 for the rest of her life. I mean, she's got to get plastic surgery to keep up with the Joneses in the neighborhood. I mean, there's a lot we go through, men. You shower, shit, and shave, and we spend about $1,500 on a date to get out of the house. So at the end of the day, you have to look at the other person and say, okay, I love this person. And the only way you can do that is go back to the time where you first saw them, how you laid eyes on them, what tingles went through your body, what chemistry, even if it was a guy and says, I could fuck her, the girl's going, I could marry him. And then what you need to do is remember that softness, that easy, gentle feeling that you had before you dive in and want to kill him. Because we
go back,
that.
And then we're gonna leave him at this. Go back to the first 30 to 60 days and think about how much you want to understand him. One good therapist said this to me after I broke off a relationship. I said, how come she just doesn't understand me? And the therapist looked at me and says, David, you're really smart. She doesn't want to.
Right.
It's a choice. She's choosing not to.
And when someone chooses to not understand you or not want to understand you, even if they have to get the tools like therapy to do so, that generally means they're selfish, they come first, and do you really want to be in a relationship like that? Most people would say no. Yeah. But don't stay. Because if you stay, you enable, and you are going to learn to resent them, and that's why most people murder their husbands and wives. You ever want to know why somebody murdered someone? Read the court transcripts. It's because they go through this. It's been festering for years.
For years. So we'll leave you at this. Come and visit us at pattyknows.com. If you know anybody who's single, dating, in a relationship, we are going to post these podcasts every single week. At the bottom of it, leave a question, a comment, something that we can talk to, something that we might bring up in another podcast. Because we're here
ask
to
Patty
help
and Dave.
You.
Ask
That's
Patty
right.
and Dave, and everything is on subject. There is nothing you can't ask us. We'll answer anything.
Wait till next week's. I got something interesting.
Cool.